fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Well, with a Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can find options that fit your budget and potentially lower your bills. Try it at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
The American Airlines Advantage Business Program is changing the way companies book travel and get rewarded. Designed for fast-growing businesses, the program makes it easy to earn rewards. And it's free to join. Your company earns one Advantage mile for every dollar spent on business travel booked anywhere with American. Use these miles to help offset future travel expenses, transfer to employees, and more. You'll also gain access to a suite of tools to streamline travel management, including the ability to view employee activity, manage trip credits, and report with ease. And it's a win-win. Travelers can earn additional loyalty points on top of what they already earn through the Advantage program, helping them reach status faster. Earn more on business travel you're already taking with the American Airlines Advantage Business Program. Register today at aa.com/AdvantageBusiness.
This is the December 6th, 2025 news edition of the Let Freedom podcast. Jeremy has our details, so let's kick it over to him.
Here's the news. The neighborhood in Minneapolis known as Cedar Riverside, often nicknamed Little Mogadishu, has become a focal point again as national attention turns to the Somali-American community there. A recent report visiting the area showed a place deeply transformed by immigration, but also under intense scrutiny from critics who say that transformation has come with serious social, economic, and integration costs. Cedar Riverside was once a working-class, predominantly white neighborhood. Today, it is home to one of the largest Somali populations in America. Somali-owned businesses, mosques, and community centers now dominate blocks where bars and pubs once stood. The transformation is visible. Signs in Arabic, women in hijabs going to and from mosques, storefronts with halal groceries, and a social rhythm built around communal life rather than the old neighborhood culture. Many residents describe themselves as immigrants who fled war and built a new life, proud to contribute, to work, to build businesses. But the change has not been smooth for many longtime neighbors and critics outside the community. Crime, gang activity, welfare and benefit fraud, and even allegations of extremist ties have plagued a portion of the community, and critics argue those problems have been downplayed or ignored by local and national media. Some say that the influx of Somali immigrants has overwhelmed schools, strained public services, and created pockets where assimilation patterns are weak and upward mobility is limited. The report noted that many Somali households fall well below the median income level in Minnesota. Poverty remains alarmingly high in the community, even among second-generation immigrants. Some families run grocery stores or small restaurants, but for too many, working multiple jobs still doesn't lift them out of economic hardship. That economic stress, critics argue, makes the community ripe for exploitative practices, especially when it comes to welfare systems, social services, and state-funded aid. And indeed, recent fraud cases, many tied to Somalis, have become the subject of federal investigations. Panicked taxpayers have watched as benefits meant to help impoverished children and struggling families were allegedly diverted into shell nonprofits, luxury purchases, and sham vendors. That has inflamed public opinion hard against the community, not just individuals involved, but towards Somali immigrants generally. Many Americans now see Little Mogadishu less as a success story of refugee resettlement and more as a symbol of failed integration efforts and government abuse. Politically and culturally, the neighborhood has also shifted dramatically. The old blue-collar European immigrant identity of the area is nearly gone. Instead, mosques and Islamic community centers have replaced churches, new businesses cater specifically to the Somali population, and local politics increasingly reflect the interests and values of a younger, Muslim immigrant base. Some longtime residents say they no longer recognize their neighborhood, and worry about what kind of society is taking shape there. Supporters of the Somali community argue that such criticism is unfair and amounts to Islamophobia or racism. They say most Somali residents are hardworking, want to assimilate, want to contribute, and deserve a chance. They praise the businesses, the efforts to stay self-reliant, and the culture of extended family support. From this perspective, the stories of criminality or fraud are anomalies, not representative of the broader community. But for many on the right, and for taxpayers across Minnesota and beyond, the central issue isn't skin color or faith. It's accountability, assimilation, and the integrity of social systems. They argue that immigration should not overwhelm local institutions or become a vector for abuse. They say that resettlement must come with more than tolerance. It must demand integration, respect for the rule of law, and adherence to societal norms. When political leaders refuse to draw that line, neighborhoods like Cedar Riverside risk sliding from diversity to dysfunction. Looking ahead, public pressure and political will may force a reckoning. There could be demands for tighter vetting, stricter oversight of social welfare recipients, and reforms aimed at ensuring communities integrate rather than segregate. For some, this may mean curbing further resettlement from areas with high risk of social dysfunction, a controversial but, in their view, necessary step to protect American communities and taxpayers. Bottom line, Little Mogadishu shows what happens when refugee resettlement meets weak integration and limited oversight. What began as a safe haven for immigrants seeking a fresh start has become, for many, a symbol of the failures of assimilation and unchecked government aids. The conversation now is no longer just about culture or faith.
Thank you to Jeremy for that breakdown, and thanks to listening to the Let Freedom Podcast December 6, 2025 breakdown. We'll see you guys in the next one. Listen tomorrow, where we've got some interesting topics in our full episode.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Well, with a Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can find options that fit your budget and potentially lower your bills. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.